Brad and John, the home of the celebrity animal in memoriams. And we have one here. These are always difficult to do, but they're especially difficult to do when really it wasn't the time animal.
Why do you got to bring me back into the show with a downer, man?
Sometimes these animals, you know, they're old and they got to go, but yet we pay tribute. This, however, not the case, Brad. She didn't have to die. We say goodbye to Karen the ostrich.
How do I
say goodbye?
There we go. There's the boys to men. Karen the ostrich from the Topeka, Kansas Zoo.
Did she eat something she shouldn't have?
Yes. Karen, the beloved ostrich, died.
Somebody threw a cigarette in there, or what happened?
No, she died after swallowing a worker's keys. Karen was in her exhibit the other day when she reached beyond the fence, presumably using her long neck, and grabbed the keys from a worker and swallowed them.
Probably saw the glint or the jingle or something attracted it.
I mean, you can almost picture these things, these keys, like sideways going down
it's
her
like
neck.
A Far Side cartoon.
Efforts to surgically remove the keys were not successful.
Do you get an ear, nose, and throat doctor? What do you
do? you gotta have a specialist come in for something like this. The ostrich neck, by the way, is described as sturdy with great dexterity. Well, yeah, you would think because it went through the. Well, how did it go? I'm still not sure how it did that. How did it? They her head was able to get through the fence or something. I don't know. Anyway, the ostrich neck usually about 3 feet long.
So at
things are long.
At what point would you do the Heimlich? I mean, at what point of a 3 foot neck, or do you kind of get down around the body and get into the diaphragm, or where would you do the Heimlich on an ostrich?
Well, yeah, if you're going to push it, are you going to push it up or are you going to push it down?
And then you're behind that thing, and it's going to probably kick you.
It'll kick you. Karen the ostrich had been at the Topeka Zoo for a year. She loved playing in water and dancing and had earned the nickname the Dancing Queen.
You know, if she only had wings, she could have flown out of there, but she knew she couldn't, so she had to steal the keys.
Trying to unlock
the gate, man. If she could have flown over that 8-foot fence, she would have.
My only way out of animal jail is to get those keys and get out of there.
I can't dig. Yeah. I got to steal the keys.
So Karen the ostrich checks out at a very young age of 5. They said it was a young age. I don't know how long ostriches live, but 5 is a very young age. So goodbye to Karen the ostrich. Keep those keys away from those birds, man. We got a chance for you to win $1,000 today. The keyword coming up after 8.
Your morning show.
Brad and John.
You should put that in a podcast so I can unsubscribe.
Coming back.